DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. All right, let's get to these layoffs. This is a terrible story, okay?
It's so sad.
Let me be the first to say, I'm not being political in any way. I'm literally...
Everybody thinks you are, though.
I'm looking at it this way. If this were me, I would be so irate at the way this is being handled.
So
okay?
Can I just say something? Like, because somebody said that they've listened to me for 800 years and they're not going to listen anymore because we're so biased or whatever. This is not a biased situation. This is just us really feeling for everybody waiting for an email.
These are families that are making it paycheck to paycheck for the most part. They work for the city in the county of Denver. And these people are going to get a letter today. They've already been told that the city has misrun itself so that it's $1 billion in debt, can't pay these employees, thousands of them that have been there for years and years and years. They're going to get an email today. And that email is going to state, we no longer need your services. You can go home now. And they will have to not either go to work this morning or leave work today.
And it doesn't matter if they work for the city or if you work for King Soopers. Just waiting for an email would just be awful.
A massive layoff.
That would just be awful.
And firing, basically.
Yeah.
But a massive layoff like this is horrible. It's horrible for all these people who have children that are starting to school this week. I mean, it's just a terrible situation. Here's part of the story here.
As a city employee, we're the face of Denver.
This isn't an easy weekend for City of Denver employee Audra Burgos. After nearly four decades working for Parks and Recreation,
it's hard to put into words.
She and thousands of others are in limbo, not knowing if their positions are safe.
It's very scary.
The city will begin laying off employees on Monday as it faces more than a $200 million budget
what?
Shortfall. At the end of July, Mayor Mike Johnston sent employees this email, letting them know when layoffs will begin and what kind of severance they can expect. Johnston writes, the continual slowdown in the economy we are seeing locally and nationally has deeply affected the city budget. The email says those being laid off will find out during the week of August 18th, and their final day of work will be the same day they're notified.
That's awful. That's terrible. These emails are going to go out this morning. Can you imagine what it's like sitting through the weekend like that? That you're on Friday, you're thinking, oh man, what's going to happen? And you got to go through several days of this. That would be nerve-wracking for you.
Schmidel, you talked to somebody. What did they say? They didn't understand what was going on?
Yeah, she just said that she didn't really understand when she was going to get the email, how she was going to get fired,
so
if she was.
So is she going to work?
I think she's going to go into the office and then find out if she's going to go to work. Yeah.
Wow.
So weird. It's a weird situation, isn't it?
Yeah. But she said she doesn't know if there's like an HR or email or a follow-up, like you were saying, like, because we have like an exit process if
right.
you get fired here.
Yeah.
She said she had no idea about any of that.
Well, it's just so unorganized the way this is being done. I mean, I don't know why you couldn't tell people months ago so they could prepare, look for a new job or whatever, and still continue to work, for 4 or 5 months.
Like a working notice.
Yeah. That you got to notice. But today you're going to get an email, and today will be your last day.
So what would you guys do? Like, let's just say...
If this were here.
Yeah, if we're here. Like, would you come into work? I don't even know. Because I'd be so mad. for everybody else. Like, even if I didn't get fired, but like everybody else
was. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you'd go to work or not.
Yeah, I don't either.
Not knowing. I mean, we're talking about thousands of people that are expecting this email today. It's a bad situation. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.